With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. New Mexico now taking another look at Jeffrey Epstein's Zorro Ranch amid some new allegations. Here's Ed Donahue.
New Mexico's initial case was closed in 2019, but is being opened again after review of information recently released by the Justice Department. New Mexico's Truth Commission held its first meeting this week. The bipartisan four-member panel of state House representatives is charged with investigating allegations the ranch may have facilitated sexual abuse and sex trafficking. Lawmakers also want to know why Epstein was not registered as a sex offender after pleading guilty in 2008 to soliciting prostitution from an underage girl, and whether there was corruption among public officials. I'm Ed Donahue.
Former South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has been sentenced to life in prison for his imposition of martial law to suppress the opposition. Correspondent Karen Chamis reports on reaction from the defense.
Yoon's lawyer, Yoon Kap-kyun, approached reporters outside the court after the sentencing and criticized Thursday's ruling. He said that the judge simply followed the conclusion predetermined by the special prosecutor. The judge at the Central District Court in Seoul found Yoon guilty of rebellion. He said by mobilizing military and police forces, he illegally attempted to seize the liberal-led National Assembly, arrest politicians, and establish unchecked power for a considerable time. Yoon is likely to appeal the verdict. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also on the Korean Peninsula, North Korea has opened a political event where Kim Jong-un, mapping out his domestic and foreign policy agenda for the next 5 years, he cites economic gains and a firm regional footing that he claims mark an irreversible strengthening of that state's current status. This is SRN News. Church of England steps back from the brink. Here's Michael Harrington.
In a landmark vote, the bishops have decided not to establish an official church liturgy and blessing for same-sex unions. The worldwide Anglican Communion has been teetering on the brink of a split for years and may continue to do so, but both liberals and conservatives seem to agree that approving blessings for gay marriage would have resulted in immediate schism. The denomination has held a formal debate about the issue for nearly a decade. Michael Harrington reporting.
Fiery blast ripping through a church in upstate New York this week. The blast injured 5 people, including the pastor and 4 firefighters, responding to a report of a gas odor in the church. The Abundant Life Church in Boonville, some 50 miles northeast of Syracuse, and was reportedly heated by propane cylinders. Authorities say the building sustained catastrophic damage. This is SRN News. Nestle Company wants to say adios to ice cream. Here's Bill Alexander.
Nestle, the world's biggest food and drinks maker, said Thursday that it was in advanced negotiations to sell its remaining ice cream business to its joint venture partner, Froneri. The division, which includes brands such as Häagen-Dazs and Drumstick, is valued at just shy of 1 billion Swiss francs, $1.3 billion. Nestle plans to sell the brands to UK-based Froneri over the next year, but remain in the joint venture.
The grandson of an inventor of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, lashing out at the Hershey Company, accusing it of hurting the Reese's brand by shifting to cheaper ingredients in many products. Hershey acknowledges some recipe changes, but says it's trying to meet consumer demand for innovation. The 70-year-old is the grandson of H.B. Reese, that is Brad Reese, who started the company in 1928. More details, srnnews.com.